John chapter, the first epistle of John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, he tells the people of God, he calls them beloved, and he says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And what John says to God's people to test the preachers, that is, I say this morning to everyone, I wish that everyone would put all so-called preachers to the test. He says, try the spirits. Try them. Why doesn't he call them preachers? Why does he say spirits? Because a preacher is either of an evil spirit or good spirit. Because there are spiritual things taking place in this matter of preaching. Spiritual forces at work. The Holy Spirit of God or the evil spirit. He says, try them. Try the spirits, whether they are of God. Try or put them to the test. Put them to the test whether they are of God. How? How are we to try the spirits? Well, we first of all try them, test them by God's word. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to my word, it's because there is no light in them. We are to put preachers to the test by God's word. We're to take or to hear them and go home and search the scripture. Like the Bereans of old, those Jewish Bereans who were more noble than others. And they would listen to the apostles and go home and search the scriptures to see if what they were saying was so, was true from God's word. We're to try the spirits by God's word. We're to try them by the message that they preach. The Apostle Paul said, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. A preacher of the gospel is just that, a preacher of the gospel. He is not a socializer, an organizer, into politics and this and that and the other. His ministry is the preaching of the gospel, and the gospel is what he preaches. The gospel is the news, the good news, the message of Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's not a social gospel, but a bloody gospel. It's not a gospel of man's works, but of God's sovereign grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is his message. Christ and him crucified is his message. How often? Every time. Every time. We're to try or put them to the test by their methods. If one preaches the gospel, that's what they'll do. Their methods will be in keeping with the message and God's word. They'll do nothing more and nothing less than what God's word tells them to do. We should try not only preachers, but those places that are called churches by their methods. Go in and see, listen and watch and see if what they're doing and how they're doing it and what they're saying is in keeping with God's word. In other words, we should be able to judge these places by what they're doing, whether or not it's in keeping with the way things were done in God's word, the New Testament church. Why, if we're doing things the way God's word tells us, then the Apostle Paul or Peter could come in and say, this is the way worship should be conducted. And there are only three basic things that are involved in worship services. And that is, four, the preaching of God's word, the reading of God's Word, prayer, and the singing of hymns. Anything else is not scriptural. So we try them by their methods. We try them by their fruit. An evil tree brings forth evil, bad fruit, cannot bring forth good fruit, and vice versa. And those who hear those preachers, are they true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are they playing religion? There's no profession on earth with more frauds and fakes in it than this thing of preachers. And yet there are less restrictions, qualifications, and guidelines. No, there are none, really. None, except in God's Word. There are many restrictions, qualifications, and guidelines from God's Word. And there's no profession more dangerous than this thing of preaching. You don't let people practice medicine or law without having some credence. Well, they do religion, though, and billions of people follow these spirits implicitly, and the consequences are great. Well, he says, Hereby you may know the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Hereby you may know one who teaches or preaches God's Word. You may know whether or not he is sent by God, the Holy Spirit, or not. And the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches and equips and leads and guides and speaks to and through the true preacher of God. They're not trained up in some school. That's not biblical. The school that the apostles went to was the school of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Well, the Lord said many false prophets are gone out in the world. Many. Now, if there were many 2,000 years ago when this was written, how many more are there now? So here he says in verse 2, here's the chief way you may know. He said, every spirit, preacher, that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Back then, 2,000 years ago. All right, what is meant by this? Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Every spirit that confesseth not. Well, don't all so-called preachers and Christian, so-called Christian religion or churches say that Jesus was born in Bethlehem years ago and he is the Lord Jesus Christ? Don't all say that? Don't they all believe and tell about the birth and life of Jesus Christ? Certainly they do. But then all of them are sent by God? No. That's not what this is saying. It's much deeper than that. Now, listen to me very carefully. Back 2,000 years ago, the Jews, when you would ask a Jew of the Christ, who is the Christ, they knew that the Christ, they believed that the Christ, based on Scripture, that the Christ was none other than God Almighty who would come to this earth. That's right. They believed that the Christ was God who would come to this earth. And in Isaiah 25, I read to you, Isaiah 25:9, which is a prophecy of the Christ, the coming Christ. It said, it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's Jehovah. It shall be said in that day, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is Jehovah. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Over in Isaiah 35, it says in verse 4, be strong, fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, ears of the deaf shall be stopped. Doesn't say Son of God, it says God. Jesus of Nazareth is none other than God Almighty manifest in the flesh. That's what the scripture said. Anybody that says he is less than God is Antichrist. That's right. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, unto us a child is born, a son is given, a government shall be upon his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. That child that was born was the eternal Son that is given and is none other than God Almighty, Father. You say, I don't understand how he can be Father and Son. Of course you can't. He's God. He came in the flesh. God, Scripture says, was manifest in the flesh. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Now, the Jews didn't believe him when he came. When he came, Jesus, the Christ, they didn't believe he was the Christ. And they don't now. Jews don't believe he's the Christ now. Because they don't believe he was God then. And neither do Jehovah Witnesses. They don't believe Jesus is Jehovah, that is Lord. Neither do the Mormons. Neither do the Muslims, Hindu. So based on the scripture, they're anti-Christ. Since Jesus is the Christ, anyone who claims that he is not God is anti-Christ. All right? There's much more to this. Anyone who denies the work of Christ is not of God. It says, he that believeth Jesus is Christ is come in the flesh. He's not of God. Why he came? That is, he came to this earth, sent by God. Christ says this over and over again in John's Gospel. I'm sent of the Father, sent with a job to do. Well, back there in Isaiah 25:9, again it says, this is our God. He will save us. He, not we, not him and I, not Jesus tried and I finish it. He will, not he's done all he can do and now the rest is up to you, will call his name Jesus, for he shall. Scriptures are full of the shalls and God's will. God's will is not like ours, that is, we want to do something. We try to do something. That's not God's will. He said, I will work. Isaiah 43:13, he will work. And who shall let it or prevent it? He will save. Doesn't say he will make an attempt to save. Doesn't say he will make salvation possible. He will save us. Who's he us? God's people. From our sins. Jesus Christ is God. That's who he is. And he came to earth sent by the Father to do a job. What's that? To save his people. To save his people. Anyone that confesses anything less than that is not of God. It's Antichrist. Antichrist. Well, try these preachers. See whether they're of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. till next Sunday. May the Lord give you ears to hear. Amen.